y'all. This is Karen of the Coffee Table Podcast. Tune in on the all-new Skyhawk Radio app every Monday at 8 p.m. on Skyhawk Talk. K-Way. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the K-Way Podcast. Do not kill me. You know your girl is always on the run. Your girl always paying bills. You know what I'm saying? I know you haven't heard from me since Super Bowl Sunday, but you know, I'm sorry. We going to get this. We going to pick up where we left off, okay? Another thing, it seems like the K-Way Podcast got some people panties in a bunch, but you know, don't come for me unless I send for you. Okay. Anyways, so I'm sure you guys have been hearing about this Jussie Smollett situation. I really don't even want to talk about it because, sir, you played yourself, okay? You played yourself. Let's go over these facts, okay? So you go ahead and hire, first of all, you paying these niggas $3,000, bro, to throw and when a situation happened, for those of you that don't know, Jussie Smollett was attacked, allegedly, you know, in Chicago. You know, they said some gay slurs and asked him if he's the F-A-G-G-O-T on Empire and all types of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And everybody felt so. Even I went on the K-Way Instagram, okay, and asked for prayers, okay? Made me waste my caption, okay? Made me waste space on my Instagram to ask for prayers for Jussie Smollett and his family. And sir, you over here paying these niggas? So he paid these two African dudes, okay, who worked on the set of Empire, okay? He wrote them a check. Heck, like, sir, you supposed to be smarter than that. And he staged his attack all because he wanted some more money off Empire. If you ain't greedy, I don't know what you is, my nigga. Look, I got some bills that's past due right now, and I can use some more money too. You get what? Well, I think you get like 65 something an episode. Like, sir, and you vicia like that? For those of you who don't know what vicia mean in Creole, it means greedy, okay? And so these people threw bleach on him. They tied a rope around his neck. In my mind, I was like, damn, who rides the subway with bleach and rope? Then you hire black people, okay, to call you. This is why black people don't get freaking support, okay? Not because I'm not talking about the LGBTQ community, but black people in general. This is why y'all don't get no damn support, because of we don't know who to trust. We don't know if we can trust you. We don't know if the product we buy is gonna be good. We don't know if you scamming us, because black folks, y'all like to scam people. Like, this is ridiculous. I'm hurt because I wasted my good old post, okay, my good old Instagram storage, okay, and I put your picture up, sir, and I was asking for prayers for the Smollett family, and you over here paying niggas with a check to go and beat you up in Chicago. Sis, like, what are we doing, sister? Like, what are we doing? Lord Jesus, please have mercy. Then I did a whole YouTube video, you know what I'm saying, speaking on how to approach a LGBTQRSTUV person, you know what I'm saying? And everybody was like, you know, giving me pointers and all this other type of stuff. Sir, thank you for the content, but miss girl, you tripping. Like, we have got, I say this every single episode, we have got to do better as a unit, okay? As people, we have got to do better. We got to stay true to ourselves. We got to stay loyal to ourselves. Now you done lost the whole job. Now you ain't getting no check, okay? Because if you ain't heard, they took your ass off of Empire. Now you ain't getting not a penny. How you like them apples? Let's see how you gonna get a job now. Let's see how you gonna work now. What you gonna do? Hire motherfuckers you better go. Look, this whole situation, bro, you got yourself in a real effed up situation, and I can't even feel sorry for you. I can't even like try to work things out, you know, and I don't even know if I want to watch the show and see your face. Like, they need to kill you on the next episode, not the next two episodes. Your ass need to be gone on the next episode, because I can't support this. I can't support this. Black people, we have got to do better. This is why people don't shop black, okay? This is why they don't support black people. They don't shop black people. They don't do none of that stuff, because we always scamming somebody. It's always a scam. It's always too good to be true with a black person. I'm sorry to say this, but hey, and for those of us that are trying to do good, and those of us that are trying to push our products and that put hard work and energy and faith and, you know, everything in our product, or whatever we're selling or whatever business we own for y'all to turn around and do some scamming ass shit. You know what? The devil is a liar. Miss Girl, you got to get it together. Like, come on, Smollett. Come on. You got to do better, fam. I'm not even going to waste no more time or energy on that topic because I'm not going to waste no time or energy off that topic because that really hurt my feelings. Anyways, moving along to the next topic. So I had a conversation with a guy, okay? He was 21 years old, all right? And y'all know me, I'm 30 years old. And this man had the audacity to tell me that if a woman is dating a man cheats on the woman one time, or the man cheats on the woman, if the woman leaves, she's weak. Y'all know me. I said, excuse me? I said, first of all, how old are you? Because there's no way you could be a grown-ass man and say some shit like that, okay? Let me tell y'all again what he said, okay? If you're just tuning in to the K-Way podcast. This man said that if a man cheats on a woman and she leaves, she is weak because she's supposed to hold him down and she's supposed to be there for him. Sir, you got me all types of effed up, upside down, to the left, to the right, okay? Do not play with me or your mama like that, sir. You know good and damn well. First of all, if you think that cheating is what you're supposed to do in a relationship and that's supposed to show that a woman's gonna hold you down, you don't need to be in a relationship at all, because that's not what you're supposed to go into a relationship thinking. You're not gonna go into a relationship thinking, okay, I'm gonna test her, I'm gonna cheat on her, and if she stays with me, then she loves me. No, if she stays with you, then she doesn't love herself. And if she doesn't love herself, she damn sure don't love you. Okay? Write that down. Okay? There's no possible way a woman stays after being cheated on, that means she's strong. No, that means she's either invested. That means she wants to save her family. She got kids and she's invested and she's trying to save her family. Don't sit up in my face and tell me that you what gonna cheat on your woman and that's gonna let you know that if she's here for you or not. Sir, grow up. It's 2019. First of all, women are too strong, okay? Too perfect. Yes, I said it. Okay, we got too much going on. All this melanin, all this black beauty we got going on to let any nigga try us in any second, any period. If I think you doing me wrong, I'm out the gate. Because listen, I'm 30 years old. I ain't got time for that. I'm not finna date just to date. You know what I'm saying? I'm dating for a husband. I'm dating for a family. And if you feel that you need to cheat on me to test my loyalty to you, we don't even need to have a conversation, honey. We don't even need to have a conversation. Like, where is this done? I was like, sir, are you serious right now? Oh, that means you weak. You supposed to hold me down. What about you holding me down, honey? It's a two-way street, left and right, sir. What about north and south, east and west? What about you holding me down? How does that work? That's the problem with y'all. That's the problem. Y'all want stuff done to you first before you can reciprocate. Okay, it doesn't work like that. If it has to be done together. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want stuff done first before, and I say it again, y'all want stuff done first, just like Poom Poom. Y'all already know I love me some Poom Poom. Let's talk about that. Because men think that if you buy a chick, you know, you take her on one date, she need to go home and drop them draws. Honey, do you know how sacred a vagina is? Do you know how powerful a vagina is? Okay, a nigga tried to kill me two times over this Poom Poom. Okay, do you know how powerful a vagina is? And penis is powerful too. Yes, you're absolutely right. But trust and believe, if it wasn't for a vagina, you wouldn't be opening your mouth to me today. Understand that. If it wasn't for a Poom Poom, you would have been sitting here smoking weed on the block today. Okay? If it wasn't a vagina, you wouldn't have made it. You wouldn't have been here. Period. So yes, a man penis is very important. Yes, we get it. You put the seed inside of us. We grow it. We nurture it. Okay? We hold it together for 9 months. Okay? So yes, you have to work for this vagina.
Point blank simple. So for you to tell me that you have to cheat on me to see where my loyalty is to you, or you have to cheat on me to see if I'm strong enough, honey, there's not even a conversation that needs to be held right there. Okay, like point blank, period, simple. No conversation needs to be held at all. Cause that comment right there was very rude. He was like, you weak, you gonna leave him. And he was all emotional with it, y'all. He was ready to get down and tell me how he's 100% right. That if a woman cheat on him, that's probably why you single right now, family. You're single. If you're not single, you're hanging around with these little high school girls or these little thought pockets that don't want nothing for them. That's not into a relationship right now, okay? But I felt like I needed to address that one. I was like, ooh, thank you for the content, sir. Because that statement right there was definitely something that needed to be addressed, okay? This man sat up in my face and told me that if I cheat on my girl and she leave me, she weak. No, you're weak. You're weak for cheating, period. You're weak for thinking that this is how you have to see who is loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? You got to go stick your penis in another vagina to see if the vagina you got at home is loyal to you. How that work? How that make sense? So, okay, since you want to talk about being weak and being strong, so if she go smash another man to see if you going to stay, what's that considered? You going to be weak? You going to be strong? What you going to be? Y'all know men, y'all, once y'all get colds, you know, it's a World War III. You feel me? Your little temperature go up. You maybe 99.1. You about to, you know, it's World War III. You about to die. Y'all men can't even take that. You can't take the embarrassment. You can't take the pressure. So don't tell a woman, you know what I'm saying, that if she leaves you, she's weak. Because honey, y'all, listen, don't make me go in on this situation, because this is a topic that'll last a whole week on the K-Way podcast, because y'all know I love defending the ladies and the vaginas, okay? So, sir, have a seat. You know what I'm saying? Learn something, you know, speak to an elder, speak to a wise, you know, because that mindset you got is not the mindset that you should have. That's not the mindset that you need to have at all, period. Okay. Anyways, moving on to the last topic of the day. So, a conversation with somebody, you know, I'm a, you know, pretty friendly person, you know, people tend to come to me and talk to me about things. And I had a conversation with somebody who says that he wants to be single for the rest of his life. And I had a conversation with a woman who says she wants to be single. Hell, I was a woman that was like, look, I'm done with y'all dudes. I'm not finna be in no relationship with no man, woman, nothing. I'm not doing it. I'm not getting married. I'm not doing it. So do you guys think that someone could be single forever? No kids, no nothing. Like, you gonna be the cat lady? You gonna be the dog man? Like, I personally think that everybody, there's somebody for everybody. Now, because again, I was one of those people that was like, I can't do this. Y'all niggas ain't shit. Y'all hoes is nothing. I'm not gonna do it. But I've come to realize that there's somebody for everybody. There's somebody for everybody. I know y'all see these buck-toothed, yellow-teeth girls, okay, with no hair, these bald-headed girls, you know, with dirty feet, and they got a man right up under themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody for everybody. I feel like nobody wants to be alone. I feel like that is like a facade. That's like I'm a strong black woman. People have asked me where I saw myself in 5-6 years. And before, you know, when I was like 26, 27, I really saw myself, well, I was pregnant around that time, but before, I really saw myself like in my 5-bedroom house or 4-bedroom house with my son and my 3-car garage packed with cars and my kitchen full with food and my girls and my family come over, hang out with me and leave. I did not see a king in my king size bed. You know what I'm saying? I saw me in my king size bed, because I'm the king. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like there's somebody for everybody. God has made a woman from a man. You become one flesh. And it's just something that is yearned. That's why people have sex. That's why people have kids. That's why people get married, because it's there to grow. You know what I'm saying? You're there to grow. 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 You're not here to be single. You're not here to be alone. People are like, I know about 2 people that are like, yeah, I'll be single for the rest of my life. That's fine. I don't care. I got God. I got Jesus. I got, yes, that's all great and dandy. But look, you gonna be smashing Jesus. Like, come on. Like, we're human. We are human. We're part of a human race that drives on sex, that drives on loyalty, that drives on marriage. You know what I'm saying? That drives on, like, everything that has to deal with being a damn human, making mistakes, being, having somebody there for companionship, having somebody there as a best friend that you can tell all your secrets to, everything that you want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is what life is about. It's about getting that one person to build your family with. You know what I'm saying? For us, a woman finding somebody who can understand them, a man also finding a woman who can hold them down. That's what life is. So I personally don't think that somebody could be single for the rest of their life. If you do end up like that, you know what I'm saying? It's probably maybe something traumatic happened to you back in the day and you ain't trying to, you know, deal with nothing, but maybe some counseling would need to be had. Maybe some counseling, maybe some therapy. But I personally feel like nobody deserves to be alone or single. Everybody needs somebody. I was really one of those people that were like, no, I'm gonna be fine, I'm gonna be nice and comfortable, and I'm not gonna need no man. But sweetheart, even now, when I'm home alone, sleep in my bed, when Kyle go with his daddy and I'm home alone sleeping in my bed, I'll be like, damn, ooh, I could use a nice booty rub right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be sleep on daddy chest right now. He could be rubbing my booty. I'll get lonely. You know what I'm saying? And it's not only women. You know, men, I know men that are like that too. I know men looking for a girlfriend on Instagram and Facebook right now. All he posts about, oh, I need a lady. Oh, I need a woman. Oh, I need this. I want a girlfriend. I know niggas that are dying for girlfriends right now. And I feel like that just goes with age. You know what I'm saying? When you get older, when you get more understanding of life, then you'll understand, and then you'll see that being alone ain't where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Do some little dating, you know, and don't be scared to meet people on social media. Don't be scared to do none of that, because look, you're gonna be blocking your blessings trying to be bougie, okay? We not on that. Anyways, I appreciate you guys for tuning into the K-Way podcast. Also, I do have a couple episodes, you know, coming up for you guys. I have to catch up. I have to grab my babies in. I have to grab my listeners back in. I do have some people that are going to be joining in on the K-Way podcast, because, you know, I like to interact with people. I like to have conversations and see where people mind head at. So stay tuned to the K-Way podcast. You already know, follow me on social media, K-Way podcast, Caramel23, or Makeup Sincere. Also, tune into the Coffee Table podcast, by Skyhawk Radio, Skyhawk Talk, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Shout out to Skyhawk Radio for holding me down and bearing with me while I go through what I went through this week, this month. But I appreciate you, fam. Thank you for paying these bills and keeping me on my game. Again, follow me on Instagram, Caramel23, Makeup Sincere, or K-Way Podcast. You can also follow the Coffee Table Podcast too, and also follow my co-host Ace Lombardi, who is always holding me down, always, you know, keeping me grounded. Appreciate that, fam. So it was nice talking to you, best friends. Okay, see you on the next episode. Okay. Rockin' makeup sincere. Hey Karen, I got you, baby. This is you, rockin' makeup sincere. Rockin' makeup sincere. This is you, rockin' makeup sincere. New year, new you. Ladies, let Makeup Sincere enhance your beauty. Stop by our studio at 2700 West Oakland Park Boulevard. Follow us on all social media at Makeup Sincere, and don't forget to check out our lipstick line at makeupsincere.com. Remember, ladies, it's all in the lips.